Hey everybody, it's Jumpstart Time. I'm your host, Ray Reynolds. I'm so glad you're tuning in today. Hey, I appreciate you taking the time to listen to this podcast. I pray that it encourages you, inspires you, uplifts you, yes, challenges you, and I hope it jumpstarts your day. Hey, I want to ask you a question. Who are you going to call when all hell breaks loose in your life? Who are you going to call when things go wrong? Who are you going to call when science doesn't make sense? When science doesn't have the answer? Who are you going to call when there's more months at the end of the money? Who are you going to call when you have a sick child and the doctors aren't giving you any answers? Who are you going to call when you can't get your friends to call you back and you're feeling alone? You feel like nobody cares. Who are you going to call when your spouse comes home and tells you they don't want to be with you anymore after years and years of marriage? Who are you going to call when you get that diagnosis and you yourself don't know how to handle it, don't have an answer? Who are you going to call? You see, we tend to be busy calling everybody. We jump on social media and see if we can get an expert, a self-help guru to help us with our problems. We watch the television and maybe Oprah has the answer, or Ellen, God help us, or Deepak Chopra, or all of these crazy, out there, unbiblical self-help gurus that actually can't help us at all. Who are you going to call when the storm is battering your boat and you're drifting out to sea? Who are you going to call? See, the Bible is very clear what we should do. The Bible says that we should come near to God and he shall come near to us. The Bible says to resist the devil and he will flee from you. We get so busy calling the wrong person. We get so busy seeking advice from celebrities and people who in no way have any knowledge or ability to speak into our lives and make us feel better. I love the people that think science is the answer, but what do you do when science doesn't have the answer? Who are you going to call then? Because you see, even science can't answer why someone's child is sick. Even science can't give you an answer what's going to happen when we die. But guess what? There's an answer in the Bible. There's an answer in the Bible. We serve a healing God. We know that when we pass from this life to the next, we are going to one of two places, heaven or hell. Flat out, that's what's going to happen. So why do we seek after advice from all of these people that absolutely can't do anything to help us, can't do anything to encourage us? Oh, they might inspire us from time to time. But do you realize that if you're a Christian, you have the power of the Holy Spirit living inside of you? The same power that raised Jesus from the dead, that Spirit is living inside of you. Who are you going to call? You really don't need to call anybody because you have the Holy Spirit inside of you if you're a Christian. You need to speak the Word of God in authority. You need to stand on the Word of God despite that diagnosis from the doctor. You need to stand on the Word of God despite your circumstances. You need to stand on the Word of God even when there's more month at the end of the money. Who are you going to call? Who are you going to call when nobody else is calling you? When you feel alone and you're getting those thoughts in your head that nobody cares about you. But God cared enough. God cared enough about you to send his one and only son. God cared enough about you to punish his son for our sins. How could we ever say that we're alone when the Bible says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. How could we say we're alone? The enemy wants us to think we're alone. The enemy wants us calling on self-help gurus, talk show hosts, and athletes. The enemy wants us to forget who we are in Christ Jesus. The enemy wants us to doubt ourselves, to doubt who God says and what God says we are. The enemy has a plan, one plan, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And here we are, calling on everybody other than God. We don't need to call on preachers. We don't need to call on teachers. We don't need to call on celebrities. We need to call on God. We just need to say, God, here's what your word says. I'm going to believe it. Here's what your word says. I'm going to stand on it. God, here's what your word says. I'm not going to waver on it. I'm not going to waver in it. I'm not going to be double-minded, because the Bible says that a double-minded man will not receive anything from the Lord. Now, here's what's interesting. We all struggle in this area. We all call to the wrong people from time to time. We all trust in somebody from time to time. But it has gotten crazy as of late. I see people pledging allegiance to politicians. I see people pledging allegiance to a flag and a country over Jesus. I see people pledging allegiance to a political party before they're pledging allegiance to Jesus. They're calling on Republicans to change the world. They're calling on Democrats to change the world, when in fact, it's neither of those things that are going to change the world. It's only by a changed heart, which comes from surrendering and giving your life to Jesus, that changes the world. People like that will change the world. You want to end racism? You want to end bigotry? You want to end hatred and all of the other things we see in the world? We need to turn to Jesus. That's what we need to do. So who are you going to call on? It's easy to call on Jesus when everything's going good, isn't it? It's easy to call on God and stand on the word when everything's going well, when we're standing on the mountaintop. But what about when we're in the valley? Is it easy to stand? Is it easy to call on God then? Is it easy to say, oh God, I know what your word says, and I'm going to believe it? When the doctor tells you that your daughter has months to live, or that your daughter is killed by a drunk driver, is it easy to stand then? Is it easy to believe God then? Who are you going to call? Who are you going to call when you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel? My friends, I hope you realize that Jesus is the light at the end of the tunnel. I hope you realize that no matter what else you do in this life, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world yet forfeits his soul? Who are you going to call? Is it going to be a political organization? Is it going to be your finances that you're going to call on? Is it going to be your job that you call on? Are you identified by what you do versus who God says you are? Because none of us get our identity from what we do. We get our identity from who God is and who God says we are, and the fact that we've given our lives over to Jesus. That's who we are. So, the next time you face a storm, come near to God and He will come near to you. Remember, you have the power, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, living inside of you. Stand on that. Speak the word of God out loud. Don't allow the devil to whisper lies into your ear. Don't allow him to tell you what you aren't. Remind him that he's a loser and has been a loser from the beginning. And he loses in the end. You see, we win in the end. So stand on the word. Speak the word out loud. The enemy needs to hear you speak God's word out loud. He needs to know that you're serious, that you're standing on the word and you will not waver. We cannot be double-minded. Remember, A double-minded man will not receive anything from the Lord. Remember, my friends, we walk by faith and not by sight.